RTL Original Podcast.
Hi, it's Stephen Stepslow, host of The Lunchbox, noon until 2, Mondays to Fridays on Today Radio. And this is the Song 2 podcast, aka the podcast where we try and convince you that the second song on an album is the album's best, or at least most important. And this one has been a little while in the queue. Haken's most recent LP, Fauna, came out back in 2023. And when the band passed by the Grand Duchy then for a show at the Rock Hall, we caught up with Richard Henshall, who finds the second song concept interesting, if not entirely conclusive. We will file this one in the maybe folder for now. Anyway, this is what Richard had to say.
Hi everybody, this is Rich from Haken and you're listening to Today Radio.
The very last part, if you don't mind, is that I run a podcast called Song 2. In that podcast, I argue that the second song on any given album is the album's best or at least most important track. We're asking musicians and artists whether they agree with me or disagree, why and how important track listing is.
That's an interesting one. I'm trying to figure what the second track is from Fauna. So we've got Taurus, then is it Alphabet and Me?
It's Taurus, then Nightingale.
Oh, Nightingale. Yeah, I do feel that the second track is definitely an important track, maybe not the most important track. You know, you want to grab the attention of the listener in the first track, and then on the second track, you don't want to lose them, so you need to keep that interest up. And on Fauna, Taurus was more of a straight-ahead metal track, which a lot of our fans can relate to. But then when you get to the second track, it's more of a kind of odyssey, I guess. There's prog music, lots of different influences are thrown in there.
One less life for us to live. Holding on to something real. If these walls could talk.
So yeah, I wouldn't say it's the most important track on the album, but it's definitely an important track. But the first few are crucial, really, because in today's culture where people generally jump between different albums, or you know, they digest music through streaming, they could suddenly get bored by the second track and just turn on a different album. So it's important for us to sustain the interest, and essentially we want people to be listening to the album as a whole. So the real challenge is to sustain that interest throughout the whole track listing.
Virus, it was Invasion.
Ah, yeah, so this one is very different, I guess. So anything we've done before, it's a bit more atmospheric, whereas Prosthetic is a heavier tune, and then Invasion, it's kind of like, I like to think of a song like a journey. So you have ups and downs, different moods, different colors. I guess an album is also like a journey. So Prosthetic is like a punch in the face, almost. It's very, very heavy and just like relentless throughout. But then there's a nice respite from that, an Invasion, for at least the first couple of minutes or so before it really kicks in.
Latching on to something new. If this breath's the last I breathe. What if all of my sins are still addicted to me?
We do think of an album like a journey, so it depends on what the first track is. If it's an intense heavy tune like Prosthetic, the second one will need to be softer, at least for a moment, just to kind of give that sense of balance. But yeah, it's an interesting concept.